It was the very embodiment of system. Henry Morton Stanley was in Nebraska to write about the Indian uprisings and massacres for a St. Louis and a New York newspaper. After breakfast with Casement, Stanley watched the men laying track. He noted, "All this work is executed with great rapidity and with mechanical regularity." Captain D.B. Clayton, superintendent of laying the track, showed your reporter a specimen of what could be done. He gave his men the order, and in the space of exactly 5 minutes, as timed by the watch, they laid down the rails and spiked them for the distance of 700 feet. There were 50 rails laid down, one on each side of the track. At that rate, 16 miles and a half of track could be laid down in one day. Their slang was expressive. An engineer was a hogger. The fireman was the tallow pot. When the engineer wanted the brakes set, he whistled a signal called the whistle-down brakes. Setting the handbrakes was a tie-down. A drifting railroad worker was a boomer. A bumper was a retaining post at the end of a spur track. A car toad was a car repairer. Cushions were passenger coaches, of which the workers saw few to none. To dance the carpet was to appear before an official for discipline. A flylight was a man at work who had missed a meal. A drone cage was a private car, also seldom seen by the workers. A man asleep on the job was a hay, and so on. A phrase universally known was Gandhi dancer, for a track laborer.